When you say it like that, none other were compromised. It makes it sound, I don't know, just that phrase.
It's official.
We're not compromised.
I actually think we should mention this. There is a photograph that is circulating on some Cleveland stations. You know, they always like to jump on anything.
Is it fake
bad.
News?
And also here in some other local news outlets. The police department has not confirmed that to be a suspect. So I think that if you see this photograph shared, don't jump on the bandwagon, because until the investigators of the police department confirm that it is, in fact, a suspect, you don't share it and call the person a suspect. New Philly PD is fantastic in going to their Facebook page with photographs of alleged suspects in certain crimes. This image has not been shared to their page. Therefore, I think until we hear it from the police, we don't call that person a suspect.
It was literally moments before we just went on air here. I saw it on News Channel 5.
I don't know.
I alerted your attention to it, and then we kind of discussed it real quick.
And Mary, I believe, spoke with New Philly PD yesterday, who said they don't know where that photo came from. So I don't know how these other news outlets are have gotten their hands on it, but you don't share something like that and call a person a suspect until the police say they're a suspect. So we are not sharing that photo.
By the way, later on today, we're good. We're all right. Later on today, monitor our airwaves and also Facebook from a WTUZ Big Z Sports. Big announcement coming later on today. That's really all I can say about it at this point. You may hear it here an hour from now, or if not, monitor social media. And of course, Shauna will have more later for you.
I'm not
this
even in the loop.
Neither am I, really. I just
There's a big announcement.
kind of just got informed, but no, it is somewhat of a large announcement, which will happen twice this week. So there you go.
Cool.
Monitor us, what's going on. I always know you guys are in the know and on our social media accounts, just waiting with bated breath as to what's coming next from us. Hey, if you ever get married, Michaela.
Aaron.
You listening? Aaron. You can't do so drive-through style in Nevada anymore. The final and last drive-through wedding chapel closed its doors over the weekend. They heard their final vows. This dude was 83, opened this this chapel up back in 1962, had to close its doors, mainly because he was getting a little old. But that business, it's not what it used to be, what they're saying out there in Las Vegas, those shotgun weddings.
See, I would think it would be that it would be more popular today than back in the 60s.
You think?
To do a shotgun wedding. Yeah, people want it quick. They want it fast. They don't want to deal with the hassle. Not to mention, almost everybody's broke these days. So that's strange. More popular.
That's
then.
A great point, because we do live in this society where we want everything instantaneously.
Yeah, you lose a lot of the tradition today.
Doesn't really happen like that. Back in the 70s was the heyday for folks getting married shotgun style, if you will, back in Las Vegas. The number, though, this past year for weddings like that in Nevada, just under 10,000. In their heyday, they were doing like near 40,000 a year, which is insane to think about.
Yeah.
So
$10 a wedding?
They still obviously have chapels where you can go in and have Elvis do your wedding for you if you want, or, you know, not the real Elvis. Or
it may be the real Elvis. You
is
don't know.
He?
Yeah, the real you don't know.
Elvis. This is the real deal. Mike Tyson's former Ohio mansion now being turned into a church. A house of worship. This mansion, it's in the Warren, Ohio area, Trumbull County, and it's been vacant for like 10 years. It was donated to the Living Word Sanctuary Church. They've been cleaning up that property. Hope to have it ready soon. A 25,000 square foot mansion now will be a 25,000 square foot church. Don't mind if I attend that one. Plenty of room.
Pretty big
church. Sure, the AC will be on point. You know, churches are always sometimes hot. Details about this mansion, now converted into a church. House formerly owned by good old Mike Tyson. I wonder if this is the house where he had all his birds. He used to, like, have a pigeon collection. It's kind of a weird thing to have.
Well, I've been hit a few times.
You've been pummeled a few times in the head. Bit some dude's ear off. We all know Tyson's not all there. The second floor of this mansion, the master suite, features mirror-covered walls and ceiling. Hey now, Mike Tyson was getting down. And a whirlpool spa and two bathrooms. That's two bathrooms just for one master suite.
Why is that necessary?
A his and hers bathroom.
Why?
You think it's necessary to have a his and hers sink.
Why is it necessary?
Because he was
That's
Mike
why
Tyson.
People have too much money. When you need to put in two separate bathrooms and a master suite, let me rephrase. You have the money to put in two separate bathrooms and a master suite. You got too much money. There's no need for that.
Tyson actually returned back to that home in 95 after he served time in jail.
Why
for
was
rape.
He in jail? Oh.
For rape. Indiana jail is where he spent some time. Then back to Ohio, then he trained actually in that home with Don King for his next fight after that.
The local from the Eurexville area, Cody Garbrandt, has trained with Mike Tyson. There are numerous photographs he posts on Facebook all the time that he hangs out with Mike.
Listen, Mike Tyson in his heyday, though, late 80s, early 90s, I mean, there's a reason why they called him the baddest man on the planet.
Is this pre-face tattoo?
Pre-face. That face tattoo came, it has to be within the past 10 years.
After his career was over. Said many times being punched in the face.
How his cameo in The Hangover, though? I mean, one of the greatest cameos.
Hanging out with a tiger.
Of all time.
I do like that one. That's funny.
So there you have it. Hey, Babbling Brook with Z News on the way. Remember, Big Z Sports has a big announcement for you. Pun totally intended.
Well, good work, Eric.
I know. It's a trained professional over here. Make sure you you monitor us for that later. It's Eric McElroy now joined by Babbling Brook.
Hey.
How are you?
I just lost the headphone. Fell off.
They look like they're on your head to me right now. It does look a little strange. No, you broke it, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Those will come out of your next paycheck, Brooke.
Okay.
Those headphones aren't cheap either.
I'm sure they're not.
But anyways, good morning to you.
Yes.
Glad
yes.
you're here.
Thanks.
Computer problems all solved?
Yes, for now.
Just call Warren.
It's like every other day.
Or go all office space on it.
Yes,
baseball
that would
bat
be awesome.
Out back.
I would love to do that to some other things that we have in this.
Well, you already broke headphones.
Yeah,
maybe,
that's a start.
Maybe save your computer for tomorrow.
Start small and work your way up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, you have Z News, though.
I do. All right. This day in history, in 1981, Walter Cronkite gave his final broadcast as anchor for the CBS Evening News. 1992, the last episode of The Crosby Show was taped in New York. The mayor, David Dinkins, and the group Boys to Men. We're on hand
For the last show. Now Bill Cosby back in court again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, retrial.
Okay. Yeah. And then 2000, all the original members of Earth, Wind, and Fire played together for the first time in 20 years as they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Eric Clapton also became the first person inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame 3 times.
Yeah, how does that happen?
I don't know.
He's part of a couple bands in his solo
career.
He's
really good.
Yeah.
I mean, he deserves it.
And his name's Eric. Hello.
Yeah. There you go. And then 2016, former First Lady Nancy Reagan died in Los Angeles. She was 94.
Lived a nice, healthy, long life.
Yes, she did. Holidays for today. It's National Oreo Cookie Day.
Now, get this, okay? We were talking about the Shamrock Shakes earlier.
Okay.
You a fan?
No.
Live a little. One.
Okay.
And two, a texter proclaimed that you must order the Shamrock Shake and ask for little Oreo cookie pieces in there.
That would be good.
And with today being National Oreo Cookie Day, that's no better day to do that.
Now, here's the most important question of all right here.
Hold on. Yeah?
How do you eat Oreos?
What do you mean, how do you
eat
them?
How do you eat them? Some people
put them in my mouth and I chew them.
No, but they separate it. Sometimes they dunk them in milk, and then you eat them. Do you do just the whole thing, or do you break it apart and you...
Here's how Eric McElroy eats not only Oreos, but all cookies. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I do it like a 10-year-old, okay?
Just I'm not ashamed shove it in there?
No, I'm not ashamed to admit this. I get a cup of milk, about coffee cup size.
Yeah.
Don't fill it up all the way. Because then when you put the cookies in there, then you get some overflow.
Right, you don't want it
like
to get all over the place.
Like if you overfill a bathtub.
Right.
Being real scientific about this.
Okay.
So you got to get a proper fill line.
Yeah.
Get your milk in there. Then I go 2 cookies at a time, no more than 2. Gets a little messy if you do more than 2. Drop them right in the milk. Then I grab a little spoon, not a big one, just a baby spoon. And I let them sit in that milk for a little bit. Then I scoop them out
with
the spoon.
So you like them soggy.
And I shove them right in my mouth to where I basically even swallow them whole. And I don't even have to chew them. That's how I eat all cookies.
Well, you probably need to. Are they soggy?
With that being, soak them in milk?
With that being said, what was your question again?
How?
Oh, how?
I don't have that long of an answer because I just eat them normally.
That's how I eat my cookies.
I used to break them apart and eat the icing first, but that was when I was young. I don't do that anymore. I just eat them.
Now you've grown
normal.
Up.
I've grown up. I just eat them normal, yeah. All right, well, let's move on here. It's National Frozen Food Day, Dentist's Day, and Alamo Day.
So hold on, it's National Oreo Day, and then Frozen
Dentist.
Food Day,
yes,
and then Dentist Day.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah, so don't eat too many Oreos or you may have some problems with y'all teeth. On TV tonight, The Bachelor After the Final Rose
last night
at 8.
So the finale was last night.
There was a curveball there, wasn't there?
What do you mean?
Was there a curveball thrown or something?
Oh, yeah. They're talking about it on Good Morning America. I didn't watch.
Yeah, I didn't either. But I saw the preview for it, so I was wondering who he chose. And then when I looked it up, I saw
he broke up
with one and then proposed to the other one. And then he said, oh, wait. I think I want to go back to the other one.
You know, speaking of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, I read something the other day where one of the qualifications is they make you get an STD test where you go on that show.
Makes sense.
If you have herpes, they won't let you on.
Okay.
Which, I don't know. That would almost spice things up a little bit more, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Try and find out which one is clean and which one isn't. And then marry the right one. I just thought it was funny when I saw it.
Oh, boy.
You still have more for us, Z News-wise.
The Voice, of course, is on at 8 as well. The blind auditions continue. This is Us at 9. Unsolved, the murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G.
I saw episode 1 last week, I'm hooked.
Are you hooked?
Yeah. That's on USA.
Yeah. Country music on TV today. Of course, we said that Luke Bryan is going to be everywhere. Well, he is. He's going to be on Good Morning America.
Just saw him there, yeah.
Live with Kelly and Ryan.
That's later.
Late night with Seth Meyers. And then John Pardee, he'll be on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Mm.
So it's not all about Luke, I guess. Neil Patrick Harris will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live as well. And Oprah, she'll be on with Stephen Colbert.
Oprah!
Probably to promote the new movie, Wrinkle in Time, I'm assuming.
Oh, is that her new film?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
The Disney one.
You know more about Oprah than I do. thought she was going to tell us all she's running for president.
No.
In 2020.
Who knows? Maybe she'll throw that in there.
No, she said she's not doing it. So I believe her. I'd take Oprah at her word.
Okay.
Just like with you, Babbling Brook.
Yeah.
You have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right, I bid you farewell.